It was a year ago today, a Metro train pulled into a dark tunnel and was engulfed by smoke. 61-year-old Carol Glover died after she and more than 300 other people on the train sat in that smoke for more than half an hour, struggling to breathe as electricity arced from the third rail outside the L'Enfant Plaza. It exposed a series of failures, that incident did, for Metro and D.C.'s first responders. WTOP's Max Smith takes a look back.
3:05 p.m., a smoke alarm goes off in the tunnel. 3:09 p.m., smoke floats into the L'Enfant Plaza station as electricity arcs from the third rail about 2,000 feet away. 3:13 p.m., the train carrying Carol Glover pulls into the station, then heads into the tunnel, where it hits thick, dark smoke before the bridge over the Potomac. The back end of the train is less than 400 feet from the platform.
A lot of miscommunication. Nobody could get anybody.
Malbert Rich of Fredericksburg was on the train as it filled with smoke. He sat for more than half an hour with hundreds of other passengers.
Some were praying loudly.
911 calls start coming in from the train. Firefighters respond to a report of smoke from a Metro vent by the Southwest waterfront and eventually find two riders who decided to head for an emergency exit on their own. Confusion reigns below among first responders as DC fire radios fail underground, and confusion in the Rail Operations Control Center, which eventually NTSB member Robert Sumwalt says descends into chaos.
Somebody said that the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. There was yelling within the OCC, and somebody said that we lost control of the railroad.
Another train is now sitting on the platform behind, and unbeknownst to the train operator in the tunnel, there's not enough power to move anyway. After more than half an hour, firefighters finally make it to the train, and Carol Glover is carried off unconscious. Other riders walk out, but dozens need help.
They all have soot under their noses.
WTOP's Megan Cloherty was there. At Glover's funeral a week later, her friend Phyllis Van Hoos.
It shouldn't have happened, period. They should have gotten those people out of there a lot.
Can everybody take their seats?
The National Transportation Safety Board hearings in June exposed even more issues and bickering between DC Fire and Metro over who was more to blame. A final NTSB report on the incident is expected in the next few months. Since October, Metro has new oversight from the Federal Transit Administration after years of delay from local leaders in creating a stronger local oversight agency. There's been extra training and new cooperation and communication with local first responders, but there are still unresolved issues with things from ventilation fans to train cars. When smoke filled that Yellow Line tunnel, some of the fans didn't work. The ones that did helped keep the smoke around the train instead of moving it out. The FTA has just begun daily inspections of Metro and will have more safety directives soon. Metro is coming up with plans to address those that are already issued, including some that go back to the deadly 2009 Red Line crash. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld came on in November with a promise to also focus on reliability and finances. He says this time, with the oversight, Metro really will be able to turn things around.
That is the hammer, and that's the hammer that's going to remain into the future.
For riders today,
it made me pray every day before the train moves so that way we can get here safely.
It's an incident that happened, but generally I need to go to work, so I don't think about it.
Right now I have no choice. If I had another choice, I would definitely do it.
In the district, Max Smith, WTOP News.